And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 734. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Now, I know I'm going to get a big delay, so I'll just...
You decide to talk and make sure we...
Right, noise right. Yeah. How are you doing, Break?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Had a good week or shitty week or what?
It was all right week, I think. Looks like it's going to storm again today and tonight, so if I disappear, it's because it's electric disappear.
Right.
You got summoned by a wizard to be the next champion, I guess.
Oh, well, that'd be cool. You know, I'm taken to, like, a fantasy world and shit, and they teach me magic and how to fight goblins.
I'm surprised you guys aren't all geeked out for Dungeons & Dragons. Like, the Godfather...
Frank.
Tabletop game that Frank. Started all of RPGdom. What?
Frank.
What?
You seem to forget there was another movie called Dungeons and Dragons at one point.
Yeah, that one sucked though.
Yes, it was really bad. And that's why I'm not excited for another.
But this one's supposed to be good, man. It's getting good reviews. People are enjoying it. Looks good. Looks fun. I don't know.
If your idea of good is let's make it a cookie-cutter movie, like, in the vein of Guardians of the Galaxy.
How the fuck is it cookie-cutter? It's got Dungeons & Dragons monsters in it. A fucking owlbear! They showed an owlbear!
You didn't let me finish.
Alright, go ahead.
Cookie-cutter in the same way that the MCU basically has become at this point.
Oh my god, bro. And then there's a fucking gelatinous cube in it?
At least that's what I've been hearing. And it's probably somewhat true.
And a gelatinous cube? Are you kidding? I'm in. I want to see this movie. But anyways, let's get started with the news. And maybe, by chance, I'll be able to see this movie tonight.
RPG News.
Alright, Eric. You are up.
All right, from RPG Site, we've got Infinity Strash, Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai, launches worldwide fall 2023, no hard date, which makes me wonder whether or not it'll actually make that date, because it's been, like, worked on forever now, basically, but it's an action RPG spinoff of The Adventure of Dai series. And
Adventure Dragon Quest, though, that's interesting.
And you could watch that anime on Crunchyroll, but if you want to watch it dubbed, you're gonna have to probably turn to Hoopla and hope that it's being featured on the servers somewhere. Because, like, what Hoopla is basically it's a registry to a library that looks you look up a bunch of digital content on there.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
Even otherwise, you have to buy them individually on places like Microsoft Store, which is not ideal because they're like $3 an episode. And there's like 100 episodes, look, and I think only 50 of them have been done so far.
Freak 5 is into
there
the
might be more now though.
Freak 5's into the D&D thing. He's like, look, a mimic and a displacer beast. I know. I saw that. I was like. Damn,
so what, they
can
put
awesome.
That in the movie, it doesn't make it good.
Oh, shut up, Eric. It's going to be good, man.
Dungeons & Dragons movies.
You know, Eric has become the new curmudgeon of RP Grinders. I used to think I was the only curmudgeon on here. I think Eric's a curmudgeon, man.
No, I'm not curmudgeon. I'm just having realistic expectations. Right? and maybe you guys, or maybe just you, Frank, are easily impressed.
Eric, listen, did you have any expectations for John Wick 1 when it came out? Because I know I didn't, and I was blown away.
It's just like, I just feel like it's a movie I'd rather watch at home on a streaming service than go to a theater to see. Especially when there's so several other movies I want to see.
You know what? You're going to be the reason I'm going to blame if we don't get a Dungeons & Dragons 2, Eric. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, one person out of, like, bajillion.
I'm blaming you, Eric. You're going to be the reason we don't get a sequel.
I never said I wasn't going to see it. I just don't know if I'll see it next week.
I know. You want to wait till it comes out for free on a streaming service. Son of a bitch. All right.
No, it's just that I'm weighing my money realistically.
Well, there's no problem with that. I mean, if you're, you know, saving your money conservatively for Super Mario Brothers. I don't blame you because Super Mario
like
Brothers.
If I had a choice between, I saw Iron Man, so I've got. There's other movies I want to see. I want to see Ant Man, but I'm probably just going to wait till Disney Plus now because it's not even at the local theater at anymore. Shazam's there, so I want to see Shazam. I don't know if I should wait till it hits HBO Max.
Wait on that one too, bro. Those are two that you can wait for sure. That's what I'm saying.
And then there's still Creed 3.
That's going to be on a streaming service really soon too, man. So I'd wait on all of those, man, for sure.
I think that might be on Apple Prime right now, Amazon Prime.
What, Creed 3?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If that's on Prime,
I think it's like $20 though, so I'm not paying $20 for that.
Yeah. Well,
Amazon Prime will have stuff you can rent and buy too, like not just their free stuff.
So. Yeah, like I know Avatar is on Vudu right now, so you know.
And I want to see Renfield, but like that's.
Yes,
Renfield April. Looks awesome. Yes, yes. Renfield
I looks awesome. I am all in for Nicolas Cage being Dracula.
Me like too.
Not only Dracula, he's Bela ever. He's not just Dracula. He's Bela Lugosi Dracula.
I know.
He's gonna be the most over the top Dracula in history of the
Dracula. I'm in. I'm totally in for that. The Freak 5 says deep cut monsters that non players wouldn't know about makes me feel like players had good input into the movie. See, that's another good point. Like the Displacer Beast. I saw that and I about fucking shit the bed, man. I'm like, holy fuck, man. Displacer Beast and a gelatinous cube? Holy fuck. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. I want to see it. Let's move on. All right, break.
You better hurry up then if you want to see it this fast.
I know. Break.
Just live from RPG site. Wantless is a fast-paced tactical RPG where combat takes place on a subconscious battlefield. I said takes. They said take place. So them that screwed up.
Not me. My best for a streaming service for the Mario movie will probably be Netflix, though.
Yeah.
It's Nintendo.
Fall 2023 early access. That's all we've got as far as
the
date.
All right. I think I missed that story, but let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. RPG Maker Unite release date pushed back to address quality and stability concerns. So there you go. There's not much more else. But that's a good reason to push back RPG Maker. So there you go, stability issues for sure. But it looks pretty. I've seen a little bit on it.
These are games you can make in Unity. So and Unity's not known for having stability. So.
Freak 5 is exiled, by the way. You son of a bitch. All right, Eric. Next story.
E3's been canceled for this year. That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story, and I want to talk a little bit about this. This is the end of E3 as we know it. I'm pretty sure. I don't think we'll ever have
like,
anything.
Why do they keep trying to bring it back? Like, it's done. It's over with.
Yeah,
E3 anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we do either. All the major ones, like Nintendo, have their own thing. Microsoft and Sony all have their own thing. We still have PAX.
World. We don't need to be in person anymore.
Yeah, we don't
anything,
need
anything, especially video games.
Yeah,
that's what they tried doing. But like, if you're doing that and you're competing against all these other companies doing their own presentations, you're not going to be able to get far.
And you're not going to get those exclusive stories that you used to in the past, right? I mean, a lot of these like Microsoft's got enough on its own that it can have its own showcase and. You know, invite who they need to invite and whatever. I mean, I guess we have PAX to lean on now, you know, which is fine. I mean, if you want that experience, PAX is okay. But I question...
PAX is what people wanted anyway, because E3 was never meant to be like a show for fans. It was like...
like an industry.
To sell products.
Yeah, industry. Yeah, it was an industry thing. And then... It became bigger, obviously, and then, you know. And now they have Gamescom and PAX, and that's I don't even think those are going to be around too much longer, to be honest. I think everything's online, and we're all happy sitting in our comfort of our home watching, like, a Nintendo, you know, thing or a Microsoft thing or a Sony thing. And
we got
I think,
the food we want here. We got the bathroom with no lines, you know. Yeah, we've got a bigger screen than they usually have there.
Don't have to worry about body odor, you know.
Yeah, that too.
Like that, you know. But, I mean, it's fine. E3 being canceled is just fine. You know, no problem. No problem at all. All right, next story, Eric. I think it's... Is it Eric or is it me?
I got a story about Live Alive.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Live Alive launches for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and Steam on April 27th.
Yep.
Oh, confirmed date. Those who pre-order or have a PS Plus membership will also get a 20% sale discount.
Oh, that's nifty little perk. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Get on that if you want it.
I already bought that on Switch, though. I'd rather wait for a sale at this point.
Yeah. I tried to play a little video of it, but of course it said this ad removed for whatever reason, and it's not even an ad. I'm like,
Jesus. Oh, it was all the nudity in this game.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Sure, there's tons and tons. All right, next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Monster Fusion RPG cassette beast launches on April 26th for PC, later this spring for the Switch and Xbox. No PlayStation, huh? That's kind of...
Does it come in a case that looks like a cassette?
Yeah, there's no PlayStation version of the game yet.
Yeah. Side B, it has this whole bullet. There's no special edition that puts it in a Walkman for you, which would be awesome.
I want you to start playing a game, and just all of a sudden it just stops, and it's because it's all jammed up.
Oh yeah, and you have to put the pencil or the pen, yes, and kind of roll it back up and into the yeah, that would be fun. Like it was fun doing that to cassettes all the time. Yeah, you know, that's why.
Especially if you're in the middle of a song and it just does that to you, like it's the greatest, isn't it?
Oh, I mean,
it's the best part of the song. Everybody, listen.
And then you know what's even better? You rewind it so you could hear that song again, and it's all fucked up because it got all smashed up and twisted and turned, and then you can never hear that song in the same fidelity anymore. It's like you have to get used to the little like cuts and. You know, and then it got so bad sometimes you have to actually cut out a PC or cassette and tape it up and with these little tiny pieces of tape so that you could still use your cassette.
My favorite ones are so bad they're just completely stuck in the radio like that. You just have to pull out all pulling, get all that rope out.
Oh yeah, it was that cassettes were one of the greatest things ever. If you like frustration and
getting your Christmas lights out to decorate in December after you threw them in the box back in the winter, sort them or anything, just threw them all in one box.
Exactly. All right, Eric, next story. I don't want to talk about cassettes anymore, man. Holy shit.
Forspoken DLC has got a release date for May 26th, and it's a prequel DLC, so it takes place before the events of the game.
Skodema says, I hate it every time a player ate my cassette. Yeah, it was... And then, your player had a lot to do with it, too, man. Off and off, it would happen,
What if one of the monsters is one of the results of the failure tape being chewed out?
I know, right?
It was it's all tentacly or something with all the string.
Yeah, it was just a lump of, tape that was sitting on the floor, and it, got googly eyes, and it became a monster. Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. All right, break, next story.
This is live from RPG site. Atlas Fallen release date delayed to August 2023. Uh-oh. Let's see if they give a reason here. They thanked fans and critics for their support, both via enthusiastic reactions to the game teasers and previews at the recent PAX East convention, citing a need to give the game some extra time. I like this trend that we're seeing more and more of lately.
Yeah, I do too, man. I think just being honest, people don't have an issue. I mean, there's so many... So many games that are being released that it really doesn't matter if you need extra time. Gamers are pretty forgiving people, so let it go.
Exactly, we would rather the game come out complete than come out in what was that, Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah, where it was all fucked up and
it came out 2 years before it should have.
Yeah. Exactly.
There was one news article I wanted to include in the news, but I could mention it, and I'll just read it here later. But I just didn't get it in time because I couldn't find the article until now.
Okay. We're almost done with these stories, Eric, and then you can bring it up. Next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Wantless is a fast-paced tactical RPG where combat takes place on a subconscious battlefield. Ooh, I kind of like that premise. Or as Brake would say, premise.
Yes.
So yeah, there you go. I mean, that's the story. I mean, I'm trying to look at the. Oh, here we go. They got a little bit of gameplay. Let's look at the gameplay here. I mean, it's got to be, you know, typical. Yeah, it's a typical, you know, strategy RPG stuff, but it's got a nice little detailed visual style. Pretty cool and nice concept that, you know, it's like, you know, subconscious instead of like actual battlefield and stuff like that. There have been movies like that, you know, where you're basically like looking at a subconscious, you're not looking at reality type things. So this is good stuff. If you're a strategy fan, you'll probably like it. I mean, Blake will probably like it. He'll never play it, but I'm sure he would like it. So it comes out for PC. All right,
it would get in the way of me playing Civ, so I don't know if I'd ever get to. Oh, here's a train. Yes.
Yes, perfect timing.
Show too. Thanks, train.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is more. Okay. Honkai Star Rail is launching on April 26th for mobile devices and PC. PlayStation version coming later. And this is a game within what's known as the Hoyoverse. And the other game that they're known for making is the Genshin Impact game, which is like this weird open world sort of like Breath of the Wild game. But not really.
Yeah, Genshin Impact is really popular. Really, really popular.
Although I heard it's not really great, but people play it for the characters, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
It's basically that, but with gacha elements.
Yeah. My son really likes Genshin Impact, you know. But looks okay. I mean, you know, not everything can be great, but
I wonder if this is going to be free-to-play like Genshin Impact is.
Yeah, probably. It probably will.
All right, there's another game that they're working on that isn't out yet, but that's Eric, another game in the Hoyoverse.
Eric, did you have another story?
Yeah. All right. I just found this on Go Nintendo, but Dragon Quest series chief producer leaves Square Enix, and this is only weeks after the last one did.
Yeah.
Staff member, but for the Dragon Quest teams, main Dragon Quest team. Because there's a bunch of side games and stuff, too. But, Ryota Ayumi, that was back in February. Said he was going to leave Square Enix. And now we've got Ryotaro Ichimura. And here's a note. I'm getting an echo, too.
I know. Where's that echo coming from? That's really weird.
Anyways, here's a quote. I've started to count how many more games I'll be able to make in my lifetime. We have to carefully consider each title we make. Once I can reset and reflect, I'd like to leave the blessed environment, or this blessed environment, and explore what can be made if I dare to push myself in a higher risk environment. Is it after all these, if another person leaves, it's a part of this team, I'm going to start getting worried and wondering if there's like trouble brewing.
I agree. Yeah.
We haven't heard a goddamn thing from the Dragon Quest 3 2D HD remake that's being made since it was first announced.
Yeah, and that's true.
I'm wondering if that's why people are leaving.
It's a possibility, Eric. I don't know.
And Square Enix seems to be double downing on the NFT stuff, despite the fact that it's got a new president.
God, most people are, like, abandoning that NFT idea, like, in droves, man. I mean, and here you have Square Enix just...
I think these people aren't leaving because they want to. They're leaving because they feel that there's no future at Square Enix.
Yeah, I was going to say, they see the writing on the wall type thing, you know. And Square Enix is probably on its death spiral anyways, man. I truly feel that way, man. I mean, I know they got huge properties, but... Ugh, I don't know. I don't think the future looks too bright for them, to be honest with you. But hey, let's move on to some homie discounts, I guess. These are the free games for PlayStation Plus. It's Meet Your Maker, Sackboy Big Adventure, and what was the other? Oh, Tales of Iron. Which, this, I mean, I would say this is a weaker month, wouldn't you, Eric?
I mean, none of those games sound particularly bad, but none of them sound amazing.
Yeah, there's nothing like super amazing. I mean, these are kind of milquetoasty games, so it's like an average month for PlayStation Plus. But look at the games for gold, man. They're even worse, man. Out of Space and Peaky Blinders, which I know the series is really good. I heard the game's okay, but...
Isn't the series, like... What service is that streaming on? Because I know that's a BBC series. So.
I believe it's Netflix, if I'm not mistaken, Eric. And it's really good. It's really... I heard it's... I haven't watched it, but I am super interested in watching it. It's it stars Cillian Murphy, who's good in almost anything he does, and... You know, just good stuff there. So, those are the games.
It's like 1920s mafia.
Yeah. In like Ireland, I think.
Is where.
Hey, Breakman, did you have any homie discounts by chance or anything like that?
Nothing to think of now.
Yeah, I didn't have a Dear Breakman for you this week. So let's go on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
Not much. I watched a bunch of stuff this week, so mostly I played Friday the 13th and Civ. And in Friday the 13th, though, I'm getting closer to that kill list that I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized this game screwed me in another way.
Oh, boy.
One thing I was able to do once I got up to level, I think 113 or something like that, because, you know, 13.
Right.
I was able to change the weapon of Jason. I just realized in my quest to get to all the kills that it changed the weapon. The weapons that I changed Jason with are still changed, and I can't change them back. So there are, like, a couple weapons that are completely locked out from me right now.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, so I'm hoping when I get to 113, I'll be able to get them out again, and then I'll be able to get those kills.
I hope so too, man.
Ah, damn, I hear my voice again. Stupid radio playing back to me. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
The game's, they've not done screwing me yet, so...
Yeah.
Neither is this train, we.
I know. Hey, Scotomai, I think it was at my end, bro. Like, my connection got disconnected on the feed there. My bad, man. So, we should be back. Let me know if you can hear us, Scotomai. That'd be great. Alright, what else? Break, anything else?
Civ. Lots and lots. Civ. Because it's fucking good, and I like conquering the world and destroying all my foes.
So funny, man.
The British kept begging me, like, come on, peace treaty, dude. Like,
and you're like, no, fuck that shit. I'm going to take
that. No, you're like Conan the Destroyer.
And then all these civilizations are like, I call you, you're a warmonger. Like, you're attacking all these people. Well, you dumb warmonger. What are you upset about? I'm not hiding it, duh.
Lamentation of the Women text there soon, Breakman, and then, you know, your life will be complete with that, for sure.
I do that after I conquer the world.
Oh, I
got
you.
I got to conquer first.
Gotcha. Freak5 says he's having tacos for dinner. Ooh, that sounds kind of good. Maybe we'll do that, Bernie. Boy. Tacos for dinner, what do you think?
Why do people gotta interrupt me with the saying that I'm a warmonger? It's ridiculous.
I agree, man. Just tell them that we're just gonna rape and pillage your country, and that's
it. I'm just gonna destroy and eat tacos.
Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says he's been playing Diablo 4 and Binding of Isaac. Oh, Diablo 4, man. I'm going to wait for a sale on it, but I definitely want to play it.
He's still playing the beta, he's saying.
I was going to say, don't they have the free beta going on right now?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Lengua, Scotoma, Tacos de Lengua. You know what
you
tacos...
You can play for free right now, Frank.
What's that, Break?
You can play Diablo 4 for free right now.
Really?
I'm refusing to give Blizzard any, or Activision Blizzard any of my money.
Oh, you mean that beta that they got going on?
As much as I possibly can, anyway.
Yeah, I haven't either, but it's free, so you're not giving them any goddamn
beta. Oh, you said it was last week.
So if I do play it at all...
Ew, my bad, sorry.
But if I play it at all, it's going to be used.
Give me all that fucking false hope, Breakman. How dare you, son of a bitch. I thought you had to, like, pre-order to get into the free beta.
Oh, you did? That's stupid, too.
Yeah. And for the digital-only stuff, I guess I'm going to have to get around it by buying, like, Steam cards or whatever, and then using those.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Trails of Azure. I finished it this weekend. Oh. And then I dive headfirst into Resident Evil 4. I got through that.
Oh, already? Wow. You already beat it? Jesus Christ, Eric. Yeah.
Whatever.
I did take Friday off, so I had time to play it then, too.
Oh, okay.
But even then, even though I hadn't really started playing until, like, near the end of the day, because it took me that long to get through half of the final chapter, and then I finished that on Saturday.
If I was given a whole day, I couldn't have beaten the whole game. I would have dicked around for a while and shit. Like,
and I did, but like I played it all day pretty much.
Resident Evil 4 looks really good. Is it good?
It's not that long of a game, and you could beat Resident Evil 4. Sure, it took me like 28 hours, but then again, I was also looking for all the loot and shit. But,
yeah, if you blasted that game, you could beat it in like 12.
Every other game run you're going to do afterwards, it's going to probably take considerably less time because you know where everything is and you won't need to do all the activities to get all the weapons and items and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
you just skip all the cutscenes.
Speaking of length of games, I played Last of Us 2, which was about double the length that it needed to be. So, you know, well, yeah, the math is weird there, Eric. Like, you beat the game in a day, but you spent 28 hours on it? How's that possible,
man? That clock is probably inflated, because, like, a lot of PlayStation games have the issue where a clock will run if you're in rest mode.
Yeah. Last Days is fun as hell. DayZ, Skodama. Yeah, it looks pretty fun.
I've been playing it since mostly Saturday evening, so...
You know what's not fun, Skodama? Last of Us 2. And I'll get into it in my review in a little bit, but... that's all. I actually beat Last of Us 2, so I'm going to have a review, but I'm going to wait on that until after...
I can't wait to play it myself. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, Eric. You're in for a treat. Let's just put it that way. Freak5 says, I had my colonoscopy on Tuesday. Monday night, a couple hours after I took the prep, my wife asked me to bring her purse to her. I asked her where it was, and she said, up your ass. I told her, nothing is up my ass right now.
Wow.
Right. Okay, let's go on to reviews.
At least I can trade in reviews.
All right, Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
I got a question. Do you still have to drink that shit, or do they have something better now?
I think you have to drink that shit.
Oh, God.
I've never had one, because, of course, I don't have any insurance, so, you know, I mean, probably playing with fire.
Drink what?
Oh, you have to...
Colonoscopy juice. They gave me this, like, a gallon jug, and they're like, drink this.
Yeah.
But what juice? You kind of cut
it's
out.
It's horrible. It tasted nasty. They're like, what flavor in it?
Colonoscopy juice.
Oh,
Eric. Yeah. You know what they put in that? Colon. That's what they put in it. What about the ass cracking? What's up your ass? Let's go to my... All right. So what reviews do you got?
I got a bunch of reviews this week. I was eating a member berry.
Can you rapid fire them? Just like I'm gonna rapid fire mine.
Okay, I'll try. I'll start out with the one that that was kind of new and not a member berry one. That's the Change Up. It's a Freaky Friday type movie. You know, Ryan Reynolds and Justin Bateman change lives. And,
I heard about that movie. Yeah.
It's really predictable, and it's funny in some spots. It's okay. I give it like a 5.5 or a 6. You know,
Freaky Friday with guys, basically.
Pretty much, pretty much. And adult humor. Oh, actually, there's some boobs in it. I give it a 6.
Oh, an extra point for the boobs. Sweet.
Give it a 6. Next, we have like I said, I ate the member berries, and I watched one of the funniest fucking movies and grossest movies ever. Jackass Forever.
Oh, God, I love that. I love it.
I fucking love Jackass, but it was back in the day when it was, you know, new, and you know, watching these idiots do the stupidest fucking things ever. You know, 30 years later, fucking still doing the stupidest shit ever. One moment you're dying laughing because somebody gets hit in the balls, and the next you're puking your guts out.
Scotima says pig semen. Pig semen.
Yeah. I was nauseous for that.
You see 4.5 yet? 4?
No.
God, dude. You gotta watch 4, man. So good.
I can't wait. Jack, it's so fun. Like, I don't even know how those guys survived some of the shit. Like you can see they did it for real, because you just look at, like, Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville. Those two are fucking beat the hell up.
Dude, there was... I don't know if it was in the one that you watched, but... what's his name? Dunn, right? He's passed away now. He's, you know, right, whatever. On. But he stuck he put one of those little toy cars into a condom.
Oh, yeah, that was the first movie.
And he stuck it up his ass, man. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, really? And then he got an X-ray of it. You could see the car, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, these guys are insane.
I know. I love that scene too, because Steve-O is like, I was going to do it, but then I told my dad, and he said, I'm disappointed in
you. I'm disappointed in you. Exactly.
He's like, that's the only time I ever heard that before. That's why I didn't.
Oh, man.
So funny. Like,
so what are you giving that one?
Disgusting. There's tons of nudity. Like, this movie has more male penis than probably a lot of gay porn.
Yeah, so. Probably, man. This is it's in your face, that's for sure.
Yes, they like to show it off right from the beginning.
What are you giving that?
Oh, man. It's hard to say what you want to do, because one moment you're laughing and the next moment you want to puke your fucking guts out, you know?
I know,
but
man.
But they're always perfect.
So fun.
Every single Jackass has been perfect.
Yeah.
A 10.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. No doubt. If you
right, man, was not as impressed.
What is it about males that love that series a lot more than females, man? Like women, like Bernie. Sometimes Bernie's like, oh my god, I can't watch this shit. And other times she's laughing her ass off. You know, it's like,
no, thank you.
It's got to be a male thing, I think. I don't know. It's just really fun though.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that South Park episode, the queef episode, where every time a guy farts, like, the guys think it's funny, but when a woman queefs, it's like, that's nasty, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like, women, like...
There's certain things that women love that men don't. Like Sex and the City, that series, like, every woman I've ever known has, like... Except for Bernie. Oh God.
I don't like it either. She's repulsed, actually, right now.
Yeah, but there's like... I mean, but it was like this huge thing based on how a lot of women felt, right? But guys, like... I don't know a guy that likes that show. I mean, I really don't. You know, it's weird. I think the best part was The Silence of the Lamb when they made it completely dark. Scotum was... Oh, that was funny as hell, man. When they were... that was really... They were like... like tasing people while in the dark, like it was.
And I'm convinced there was a rattlesnake on the loose.
Yeah. So funny.
I have never seen a second of Jackass as Freak 5 Chaos.
Oh God, Freak 5! You do have to watch it, man. It's so fun.
Dark
so fun.
Humor like we do. We can't believe you've never seen Jackass.
Look,
before.
I haven't seen Jackass either.
Well, yeah, but you don't like that kind of stuff, like you said, like.
It's funny. It's really funny. It's just, if you like pranks, it's really funny. I mean, it's all done in good fun and you know, just stupid shit and childish.
But, like, they really get hurt doing a lot of the stuff they'll do, like fighting a bull or something. Where'd he get punched at by Butterbean? Like, take a punch from Butterbean.
Oh, my God. That was scary, actually. Butterbean knocked Johnny Knoxville the fuck out, man. Yeah, it was funny as fuck,
I
man.
Would never want to take a punch from that guy. Like, yeah. That guy was a nightmare.
Oh, God. Any boxer, man. I mean, but especially a guy of that size with that. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
He's
no,
like
thank
known
you.
For being that one hit knockout type guy.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm not interested in taking a punch from Butterbean at all. Period. You know,
there's a lot of crotch, a lot of hits to the balls, and in fact, there's one scene where they in this movie they one guy dips his balls into like a made up fake gym like scene, so he's like just a tiny gym, and they get a fake boxer to sit there and punch his balls like they're a medicine ball.
You know? Yeah.
Punching his balls. Like, oh my god, why would you do this to yourself?
Real quickly before we move on, my favorite is this. I can't remember which one it was, but one of the guys could like shit on command. You know, it made me throw up, like almost throw up, but like there was this like hill scene, like they did this little diorama, and then all of a sudden it was like, it started shaking, and then all of a sudden you just saw this shit started to spew up, and it was basically, the hills were this dude's ass, and the shit was just shooting straight up, and it was really, really fucking, it was gross and funny at the same time. It was so good.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are you giving? You said 10 on that. Perfect, what's next, bud?
Like that kind of stuff. Next, we have, talking about member berries, I watched some Batman, but not just any Batman, some Adam West Batman.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
Adam West.
He had a obviously the TV show a long time ago, which I see every once in a while on TV.
Yeah, it's fun.
Television. Yeah, it's one of those things when it's on, it's like, oh, I gotta stop and watch this. Anyway, so after the TV show, and not a lot of people know it, but I think a lot of people know it now because there's a lot of Twitter memes involving it. But they did a movie based on the TV show. It's kind of a wrap-up to that show, in which the main antagonists, like Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, and Joker, all team up to conquer the world. Unfortunately, it didn't have the greatest of the Batman villains, King Tut.
Right, King Tut.
I don't understand why they don't bring him back. Anyway, he wasn't actually a comic book character. They made him for the show, but still, he's fucking amazing character. Anyway,
they kind of gave him back and brought him in with.
Shut up!
No, it's nothing new. They sort of brought him back in the animated series as a Zeus guy.
Yes,
basically the same character, but they just changed
it. Blake is like, I want no fucking spoilers on this whatsoever. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, like, I thought he was going to say something. Like, I thought he was going somewhere else. Anyway, so, you know, it's the most campy movie in the history of camp, you know? Just, my favorite scene is Batman finds a bomb, and it's literally shaped like a bomb in, like, the comic books or video game, you know, it's round and got wicks sticking out of the top of it. And he's running through town trying to find a place to get rid of the bomb. He runs into nuns. He runs into a baby. Baby ducks and shit. Like, it's just... like, that's how fucking absurd the movie is.
So is the 66 movie on streaming on HBO Max?
Yeah. They don't have the series on HBO Max. They just have the movie.
Why not the series?
Cool. I was going to watch the series, but they didn't have that, so I just watched the movie.
Hey, Freak 5, real quickly, Freak 5 says, did you see the special popcorn bucket for the D&D movie, Frank? I sent you. It looks awesome, man. I want it, but I'm not going to be able to get it. It was a special one-off for, like, the Wednesday screenings, and we almost went. But I kept on looking. What was the thing that they were giving away? And if I would have known, I would have probably made my way over there to get it. It's a 20-sided dice that holds popcorn. Looks Ooh. Fucking amazing. Looks really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, continue on, Break. So anyway, I'm sorry.
I was inspired to watch this old classic, and it's over the top as any movie has ever been over the top. If you think, like, the Charlie's Angels movies from, like, 2000 were over the top, there's nothing on this movie.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun, but really campy. But anyways, I was inspired to watch that because I watched the... Batman Return of the Caped Crusader, which is the animated kind of sequel, quasi-sequel to that.
Yeah.
To the old Batman series. And it brings back...
there's also
Burt Ward and Adam West.
What's that, Frank?
Burt Ward and Adam West doing the voiceovers, yeah.
And Julie Newmar.
And Julie Newmar, that's right, I forgot about that. Yeah.
They changed their story a little bit. They make it more, and because Julie Newmar's presence, I guess they kind of changed the story. They make it the like a romantic connection between her and Batman, but there wasn't that in the series or in the movie.
Yeah.
There was in the movie she pretended to like it as a part of a kidnapping plot, like Bruce Wayne, but obviously he was like I want to do you right now. he was thirsty for her as hell.
Yeah, he was thirsting for sure, man.
So, really funny. Did you also watch the Caped Crusader Two-Face movie?
So anyway, this movie. Yeah, like, you can't just let me finish, and I'd get to this point. So anyway, in this movie, Batman actually turns evil. So we have evil Adam West through half of the movie, which is pretty funny. He's just fucking so over the top as a villain. It was fucking hilarious. And King Tut shows up for like a second in it. He's a side character. You see him in the back, and it's kind of weird how he's in there. Doesn't make sense, his story, anyway. But it was a lot of fun, and it kind of inspired me to watch the sequel, Eric.
Actually, I thought, wasn't that the plot of the sequel?
No, that's the sequel is Batman versus Two-Face.
I got my movies mixed up.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I know that the first movie has like two acts, so it's like hard. So is it technically three movies at that point?
I guess. I don't know. But Batman versus Two-Face was the last one. I think Adam West died sometime.
He died right after that movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like during production or something like that, post-production. So anyway, this one, it's him and Burt Ward again, and Julie Newmar's back, and William Shatner as Two-Face, Harvey Dent. Which was pretty fun. And this movie actually starts out with King Tut. Thank you, God. he's the first villain of the movie. It's like, thank you. Where have you been, King Tut? And as Eric said, so, you know, he gets knocked on the head, and he thinks he's a supervillain. Normally, he's a mild-mannered professor, and he's a nice guy and stuff like that. And it just starts out with him. I'm like, yes, King Tut. Why can't we get more King Tut? I don't understand. And but it turns into later. They learn Batman's. What's that?
Oh, sorry, that was my bad.
They learn Batman's secret identity, and they try to auction it off, and during the villains, and it's cheesy and stuff like that. But the problem the animated movies have. Who do you think is the hottest Catwoman? Michelle Pfeiffer.
Halle Berry. It's not even close.
Halle Berry's good, too. Yeah, she's just, the movies just put bad taste in everybody's mouth.
I know. Still looked hot in that costume, man.
But I didn't like her app. I didn't like that costume that much. Like,
just take the ears away from it, and it was perfect, bro. So perfect.
Okay, I'll try that. I'll try that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the show is so ultra campy, but most cartoons are, you know, it's hard to be campy in a cartoon. Because, I mean, you have talking animals and shit in cartoons. And that's, like, a normal thing. And, you know, like, him running around the street with the bomb. Like, that was campy as fuck, but that'd be, like, a normal scene in a cartoon, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of loses that camp factor, but still, it holds up with the nostalgia factor, you know?
Yeah.
Which, like I said, it made me want to go back and watch the old Batman and watch the movie.
God, that series should have had at least a year or two more run, man. It was good. It was so fun. It was so campy.
It had such a great list of actors to go in there as villains, too.
Oh, Cesar Romero is, like, so underrated as the Joker, man. I loved his portrayal of the Joker. When I was reading those comics as a kid, the Batman comics, I mean, it couldn't have been more Cesar Romero-esque. You know, it's like he just brought something to that character that was pretty fantastic, man.
They didn't change the Joker up until Jack Nicholson in the 80s.
Yep.
Really.
Yep.
I mean, before that, he was like the Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
And Burgess Meredith, he's one of the best actors that ever lived.
Burgess Meredith. I just remember Burgess Meredith and Rocky. Go get him, Rocky! You know, he'd give these, like, speeches. One minute he was, like, berating Rocky for how shitty he was at training, and then he was in this corner, you got this! I mean, he was like, you know, like, yeah. You know, like
he's one of the best actors ever lived.
So good. So good.
he waddled and he's smoking a cigarette the whole fucking time.
He was actually a really good serious actor, like a Juilliard actor, Burgess Meredith, just a really really good actor.
My mind was just blown.
Why?
I just realized that he was the Penguin and in Rocky.
Yeah,
I had no idea all these years.
Are you serious? What the fuck? Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith is one. You know, I'm surprised he didn't win. Like, because he was like, he starred in like movies as like in Julius Caesar and you know shit like that. He was a Shakespearean actor at one point, and he just, I mean, he should have gotten like Oscars and all kinds of shit. You know, there's certain actors that go through life that never get an Oscar. Like one of those, a modern.
Did he also do Spartacus?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in Spartacus. Yeah, yeah. He was great. He was really, really good.
Another actor got a good start. Got their start from that was Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. Yes, she was a great Catwoman, right?
Yeah, I think she was in the final season. I think yeah. She was Catwoman.
Yeah.
But it was like Julie Newmar before her.
Oh yeah, Julie Newmar was definitely.
In the movie, they didn't have Julie Newmar. It was somebody else, and I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I can't remember either, man. Good stuff.
Just watched it today too. Damn it!
All right, what other reviews do you got, Break?
So the Batman Return of the Caped Crusader and Two Facer, they're a lot of fun. Like if you like the old Batman campy type TV show, and you don't want like the dark. More modern Batman, you like that, the happier, like, kind of, like I said, campy. That's the best word I can think of. If you like that kind of Batman, you probably like these movies. But if you're looking for more of a darker thing, probably not.
By the way, the early comics, what I remember, like it was always, like, Batman was the more, like, in the comics, Batman was the more goofy part, and then Bruce Wayne was the more serious, you know, kind of aspect. So that way that differentiated them so you wouldn't necessarily make the connection that they were the same person type thing. And modern, it's kind of the opposite. You know, you had Bruce Wayne that was kind of the goofy one and then Batman as the more serious, darker, you know, toned person. But, yeah. All right, continue on, Break. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Eric, you have a review of Sisters All You Need.
Yeah, Sisters All You Need is an anime that was actually canceled in one season. So it's based on a light novel, and it's a light novel about someone who writes light novels. And his group of friends / coworkers. Because there's this girl who's like 18 years old. She's like a really talented light author, a novel author, and then he's got his other light author friend, and he works at like they all have like different various approaches to their career, and it's about them being light authors and light novel authors and how difficult. The light novel industry is, and like it goes over stuff like they all the stuff they have to work on when they get like greenlit for a manga adaptation or an anime adaptation, and it's also fan servicey, and because a lot of the light novels that he writes are that kind of type, and it's about his obsession with little sisters, and. The, you know, the lolicon fetish. The ciscon fetish. And, so that's where a lot of the fan service stuff comes in. Like, him, like, or his friends, having, like, describing some of their hypothetical scenarios for some of their books, or whatever. And it's kind of interesting, gets a little bit of insight on what that might be like. And while the fan service is, you know, it's fan service, it doesn't go to the level of extent like something crazy like Shimonetta or those other two shows I did the other week go.
And since it doesn't finish, you're basically left with trying to find a translation of the manga adaptations of this light novel series that's been turned into an anime that's now canceled, or you could find the light novels yourself. And it was getting interesting, and then, yeah, it didn't get renewed. So I'm giving this a 6.
Alright, that's slightly above average. That's what we go for here. Alright, your next review I'm going to team up with you, Eric, and it's for, if you guys don't want spoilers, we're probably going to get into a little bit of spoiler territory for John Wick 4. Eric, you want to start, or
you can.
Alright, basically, John Wick 4 is more of the same on a bigger scale and crazier. If you've watched any of the John Wick movies, Brake, have you seen any of the John Wick movies?
Nope.
You really should, man. They're phenomenal. They're some of the, I mean, John Wick as a property, as an IP, is absolutely fascinating in so many different ways, because it's basically a grand scale James Bond. But if James Bond was on steroids and was a complete badass and killed everybody in his wake, type thing, that's John Wick in a nutshell.
Bond does have a very high body count.
I mean, it is. I mean, yeah, Bond had. I mean, he ain't got shit on John Wick. Let's just put it that way. I mean, there's international intrigue. It just has everything. Basically, if you can put every action movie in a blender and come out with the perfect action movie series, it would be John Wick. Like, a lot of people point towards Jason Bourne as being like kind of a perfect like international intrigue kind of John. It has nothing on John Wick. John Wick is, I can probably say this without hyperbole, is the greatest action series of movies I've ever seen. And I've seen.
I only have one problem with the entire series, and at no point did anybody ever point out that, yeah, John broke the rules, but your rules were like bullshit to begin with.
Well,
like, why do you bind yourself to them so tightly when the whole point of why this is even happening is because in John Wick 2, he ended up killing someone who was a member of the High Table. Yeah. And that's what got him excommunicated.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to understand this.
Well, I think they do, but I think they understand that the rules are so ridiculous that if somebody goes off the path, if they're usually taken care of unless they're John Wick, right? So, I mean, this series, if you want to see just over-the-top action and a lot of bloody, like, shooting people in the head type of action.
And the only reason he killed that person, and he didn't know at the time that they were a member of the High Table, is because he had, like, a debt to some other person within that guild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy series. Let's just put it in a nutshell. It's crazy. It's worth every second. I mean, I'm so happy that they did a part four. I thought after 3 they would be kind of done with it, but man, this John Wick 4 took everything up like even more notches than what I could ever imagine. There's like excuse me, there's set pieces in this movie that are unbelievable and incredible.
Also, Clancy Brown shows up.
Clancy Brown's in it. Final appearance of Lance Reddick, who passed away last week, I believe, or the week before. I mean, Lance Reddick was good in this, and up, you know, spoilers, everybody, appropriately enough, he dies in this movie, so that'll be his last appearance in the movie, which is really weird. Like, him dying in real life kind of ties into his last appearance in the John Wick series.
Happened? Did he have a heart attack or something?
I don't know. They said natural causes, but he was only 60 years old.
Yeah, so that's what I'm wondering. Like, if it's natural causes, like heart, like the only thing I can think of is 60.
Heart attack. Yeah, heart attack is the only thing I can think of, man. But I mean, he died way too young. Let's just put it that way. But I think this is a great movie. I think it's a good way to kind of put a bow on the series. Although I think we'll find out that John Wick is still alive, because the first weekend this movie made, like, I think it was like $75 million, and it doesn't show any signs of slowing down. So I think we're going to see John Wick 5. There's a spinoff series called Ballerina. which is going to be great too. I can't wait for that. But all in all, I don't know if you want to add anything, Eric. I think this is a perfect series and a perfect fourth entry. This is one of the rare series where each movie gets better than the previous. And this is no exception.
It was like a weird combo of 2 and 3 put together.
Yeah, and in a good
with
way.
With some references to the first movie.
Right. And I mean, you want to talk about action. And Donnie Yen was awesome in this movie, by the way. Just fantastic. I give this movie, I mean, I very rarely do this, and I don't think I've ever given an action movie. It's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Was there a post-credit sequence? Because, like,
yes,
I didn't stick around for it.
I didn't either. I read about it, and there is you need to read it, Eric, because it'll make sense to you, and it's actually very appropriate. It had nothing to do with John Wick, really, but you'll enjoy it. I'd give this movie a 10 out of 10. I think it's perfect. It's a perfect series, and it's just great, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see John Wick 5.
The only reason I didn't stick around to the end of the credits is because I need to get out of there, because it was like close to 7:30 at that point.
Yeah. What are you giving this movie, Eric?
I'm giving it a 9.5.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good, man. Pretty good. I have a real quick review of Last of Us 2. I actually beat it. I told you guys I beat this. I wanted to beat this game to give it an honest review. Oh boy. Real quickly, in a nutshell, I'm going to give you my score first, and then I'm going to quickly talk about it, and then we're going to move on. 4 out of 10. This is the most disappointing sequel to a game I have ever played in my life. This story makes you feel shitty. It makes you feel icky the entire time you're playing it. The narrative choices were awful. The writing was terrible. The visually it looks fantastic. That's about the only saving grace of this movie. The critics were right
about the movie. You called it a movie, but it's a game. So
game.
They clearly want to make it a movie. So like,
right.
Why didn't they?
Yeah.
They're gonna do the. That's gonna be the next season of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, they're gonna have to break it up into two pieces. They made a curious choice in this game. They made us play as two different characters on opposite sides of the spectrum, and they each have their motivations, but I could care less about the second character, Abby. I really cared about Ellie from the first one, so that's what I wanted to see more of. What they should have did is they should have did Last of Us 2, did all the Ellie stuff, and then did DLC with the Abby stuff.
Yeah.
And then it would have made a lot more sense, but it didn't. And it sucked.
Hopefully the series has a way to rectify the plot.
They've got a lot of explaining to do in the series. If they want to, because they're going to break up.
If they have to, they can make something completely different.
I hope they do, because man, oh man, well, there's some narrative choices that I am just like baffled by. This is one of the rare instances where the people playing the game were absolutely right and the critics are absolutely wrong. This game is terrible. It makes you feel shitty. It is, like I said, it's the
that
worst.
That might have been the point, though.
I've seen games like that, Eric, that do it much better. Dante's Inferno comes up for one that did it way better than this one, and it had a specific purpose in mind. This one took you on two different grim paths that baffles me, the narrative choices and the writing. I just could not believe what I was playing. It's repetitive. I mean, you get to a certain point where you're just like, I can't wait for this game to end. And not in a good way. In all the worst ways. Like, I literally wanted it to end sooner than later. And if I'm playing Dragon Quest, I never want that game to end, right? I want it to last forever.
And you want to find a new shop with new armor and new weapons.
Absolutely. Like, you're always looking forward to something. This one, you know what I was looking forward to? Somebody shooting the main character in the head and ending the game. That's what I was looking forward to. So, 4 out of 10 for me. I highly recommend, do not play it. If you want to, just watch it.
But part of me thinks that, like, the sequel should have never been made in the first place. So,
yeah.
Because they didn't need to do another continuation of the story.
I mean, it was, they should have just did the Ellie stuff. And like I said, if they wanted to do a DLC with Abby, and it would have been fine. But they're, I mean, it's just so baffling. Like a beloved character gets killed right at the beginning. I'm sure you guys have heard this. Like Joel gets killed, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like the way they did it was so sudden and jarring and like I mean, oh, it was just, it was awful. It was an awful game to play. There was a couple of cool moments in it, but it was a stark contrast to the first game. I love the first game. I think it's one of the greatest games ever made. Second game, you can fucking throw it in a fire, piss on it, whatever you want to do, and it would be better than playing the game. It is that bad. It's really, really bad narratively. Looks beautiful. I mean, the graphics were great. But not much else. So, anyways, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Okay, I got two of them.
All right.
Instead of the long list, two of them because they're more, I guess the one we really just need to talk about. But first is going to go to the Ohio GOP again. Their latest scam is, let me back up a little bit. We know that, Roe versus Wade was killed by Supreme Court, and states like Ohio rushed in with like anti-abortion laws, as many as possible. Even though it's seemingly, according to polls and stuff like that, it's very popular in Ohio. I mean, they have the right to have an abortion, at least somewhat, but they're trying to take away any rights whatsoever. So people are trying to put on the November election, voters and special interest groups and stuff like that are trying to get an initiative to get some abortion rights put on the November ballot. So, in response to this, the Ohio GOP has decided to have a special election in August where they want to change change the way we do our constitutional votes and stuff. Ooh. In the state.
Wow.
So, they basically want to make a filibuster in Ohio.
Jesus Christ.
So instead of the majority getting a choice, like, it's got to be a supermajority.
Yeah.
Which is, they have the supermajority right now, so, you know. And they've got the state so gerrymandered that it doesn't look like there's going to be any hope of it not being supermajority. So they're doing everything they can to try and block it. So, see, when we said it was never about, like, abortion rights, when they say state rights, whatever, no, it was never about state rights. It was about the government officials wanting to have the power.
Yeah.
Republicans want control, and... I mean, if it was about the people, they would less vote on it, wouldn't they? Not.
They don't care about that, man. They just don't.
And it's something that, and it's funny. They stopped with the August elections a while ago. They got rid of them because they said they were they're wrong. We shouldn't be doing that. So the same party that got rid of them brought them back, just because it suits their needs. Next Stinko goes to, another fucking school shooting.
Yeah, in Nashville, talking about, right?
Yeah, nobody's going to do anything. None of the politicians are just going to complain. We have politicians now, they're going to blame trans people because one trans person obviously had a lot of mental issues and needed help. Instead of the fact that somebody who had mental health issues had access to guns that they shouldn't have. I mean, even her... was it woman to man or man to woman? I can't even remember. Their parents said no, you know, like this person shouldn't have guns, and they reported them. And, you know, law enforcement does nothing as usual. Even though they're praising the cops because two cops actually did their job and went in there and stopped the shooter. Oh, yay, good. Good for you. Two cops actually did their job for one.
Didn't one of the politicians down there... I don't know if it was a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't really fucking matter, said that they weren't going to do anything about it. Said that on camera. Yeah. We're not going to do anything about it. So,
and asked him, what about your own daughter? He's like, well, I homeschool her. That's the answer. Like, well, you got homeschooled.
And probably give her a bunch of miseducation.
Yeah. Well,
I was talking to Mrs. Bergman about, like, the homeschooling. Like, I grew up next to a family who was homeschooled. You know what they spent half their day doing? And they were all being taught by their mother, and they were in ages from 4 to, like, 14. They're all being essentially taught the same stuff because it was Bible studies most of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Homeschooling, there's pluses to it, but there's a lot of negatives to that, too.
There's not as much regulation going on with the homeschooling.
I'm actually, you know what? I mean, the way things are going in schools break, I mean, homeschooling might be the way to fucking go, man.
There are people who've gotten great educations from homeschooling. I'm just saying that it's not regulated very well.
If it was regulated a little bit better. And most
parents aren't equipped to be educators.
That's right.
Well, and just think of this. How many parents don't want to teach their kids about sex education, for instance?
I know mine didn't.
Yeah, mine sure didn't either. They're like, here, the school's going to teach you. You know?
Yeah.
In fifth grade, we went to the original education class, and they taught us how sex was sacred and you shouldn't have premarital sex. We were laughing because it was such a joke. We all knew it was bullshit.
That's funny. I mean, you know what? It's not a bad thing not to have sex before you're married. I mean, that's not. But
I disagree wholly. Like, I don't want to be like, you're going to be tied down to one person. Like, you know, shouldn't you be compatible first?
I agree with that too. I just find it.
And from the perspective of a woman,
let me stop you there, Brake, because like, not all marriage is about sex, because not everybody engages in sex, because everybody has their different relationships with each other. So marriage isn't just about, you know, consummating the marriage.
I was gonna say, like, how many women are disappointed with their first time?
Yeah, and men the same way. I mean,
I wasn't disappointed my first time. I know she was, but
I know I was. I it was the worst experience of my life as far as sex goes. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Neither does anybody. So it's
that's part of the problem of it. Like, I think, like, virgins shouldn't get married for that reason.
I agree.
What you're doing.
I agree. I mean, you should be obviously have protected sex and, you know, get to know what you're doing before you actually, you know, commit, you know, but.
And not only that, we all like different stuff, you know?
Yeah.
How do you know what you like? Like, what if you get into a relationship with somebody, then you get married and you find out, like, you really don't, you're not compatible, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you find out, like, hey, I like this kind of... You want to do anal? No. What do you mean, no?
Yeah.
Someday, maybe, right? No, never. But I want to.
Freak Five has an interesting Cinco. He says, I was waiting at a Wingstop to pick up DoorDash order. A customer came in complaining because they ordered barbecue wings and the wings they got were plain. The employee told them that they were out of barbecue sauce. And I was thinking, what the fuck? You don't have the sauce ordered, and you didn't even ask if the customer wanted a different sauce?
When it comes to marriage, things should be discussed, such as, you know, like, is it okay to have sex with other people?
Why is it that we mention sex and Jen Wow comes into chat? That's really weird, Jen. She says MLH number one. Thank you very much, Jen. I appreciate that. You're the best. Jen is awesome. I love Jen. We all love Jen.
There's nothing that's going to happen. I mean, back to the school shooting. No politicians are going to do anything. They're going to complain about it, and several months we're going to be talking about more kids shot in the school. Yeah, you know, months.
It's almost to a day now. Break and even though there's no easy answer, I mean,
how many politicians have said, well, it's too soon? Like, right after it happened, it's too soon to talk about. This is too much of a political issue. There have already been more mass shootings this year than we've had days.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Too soon to talk about.
There's more than one a day now. And not going to stop until...
It's the old, let's kick the can of the issue down the road. Well, when we want to discuss it again, we'll just say, "Oh, we'll do it later," and we keep procrastinating, and nothing ever gets done.
Yeah,
They don't deal with mental health issues at all.
They don't. Nobody wants to deal with them. Not even Democrats, man. I mean,
I'm pretty sure I can go get a gun right now.
I'm pretty sure you can too. And I
have no business owning a gun.
Yeah. Genwell, 123 or some crazy
tomorrow
number.
Tomorrow will be the anniversary of the day I got out of the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, not once did I think it was a trick either. I wasn't even thinking about April Fool's Day. Like, it's a weird day to get out of the middle
April
of the
Fool's break, man. April Fool's.
I was like, right as I'm about to leave the hospital, I'm leaving the funny farm. No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. You're not getting out of here. look, I have another channel called Mexican Longhair, MLH, and on my banner it says mental health awareness, right? And that includes myself, because a lot of times what I do is I'll go out and I will feed the homeless, right? I will take food that I get donated and I hand it out to people, which I get looked down upon all the time. For doing so by a certain aspect of society that I think should just, you know, leave the country, because I think it's un-American to not want to help one another, especially the most vulnerable of our country, right? And it wears on me mentally, and I had to like think about how often I could do that. Seeing all the despair and the angst and the drug addicted people that I served and the alcoholics and you know, everything that people typically think about homeless people and homelessness in general and poverty and all the stuff that comes along with that. I can't imagine how those people feel. And then, you know, you got these people that shoot up schools that obviously are not in a great mental state, and yet not one of our politicians wants to lift a finger to help, to provide the help that these kids need, that these homeless people need. And if we can't help the most vulnerable of our society, then we truly are doomed. We, as a country, we have no moral compass. We don't care, and it's time that we just, you know, probably fold up as a country and maybe let someone else figure out what's going on here and just start over. Because if you can't, like I said, if you can't take care of the most vulnerable of our society, then what good is anybody in this country? And one thing that I like to ask somebody that always, you know, gives me a hard time is, when is the last time you gave a homeless person a bottle of water? You know, when is the last time you gave a kid a kind word or a homeless person a kind word? When is the last time you did that? So if you're not doing those type of things, then maybe you're part of the problem. When is the last time you put your arm around somebody like Brake, who's had, you know, his bouts with depression and mental anxieties and all kinds of things, and said, you know what, Brake, things are going to be okay, and I hope, you know, that this helps you through your day. You know, maybe just saying, hey. You know, I mean, every once in a while, I'll just, on a whim, I'll give Brake a DM just to say, hey, man, how you doing, or what's going on, or what, you know, just doing something as simple as that can make a big difference, you know. And it's really sad, Brake, man, that we've gotten to that point, you know, where we can't even help.
I want to interrupt real quick. Someone's talking about grooming in chat. How many drag queens have been arrested for raping kids, as opposed to how many preachers?
Oh, that's a good point.
Ministers.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like, if you want to end grooming, go after the churches. Don't go after drag queens. Anyway, go back to that, Frank. Sorry.
No, we're good, man. I'm done. Was that all your Stinko's break, or did you have any more?
No, that's it. I just, like, more kids are going to die. Nothing's going to change. We're just going to hear thoughts and prayers, and you're going to hear other politicians say we have to do something, and we need common sense laws, Meanwhile, they're taking money from gun manufacturers. It's not just the NRA, by the way. People always say NRA, but there are other, like Lockheed Martin and companies like that who are spending billions in our government, you know?
When we get money out of politics is when things can, there can be a modicum of rationale and critical thinking to solving a lot of this country's problems. And until then, it's going to be more of the same every day until we all kill each other or you know, all that's left is the 1%. And it's sad. I mean, George Romero got it right with Land of the Dead. You know, I mean, he really did. If you guys haven't seen that series of movies, it's a progression of movies that's pretty spot on for today, you know, and it's really sad. But all right, Eric, I didn't see a stinko under yours, so I'm just
I do have two stinkos actually.
Okay, what are they?
Well, the closure of the 3DS and Wii U eShop was pretty stinky.
Yeah.
And well, everything breaks talked about, but also Richard Dawkins proving that he's like just as vile as he ever was, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's always been like this, and we just didn't realize it until now because he's gotten older and crankier, and he's felt more comfortable saying shit like this. Because I showed you Link the other day about a tweet about how Christian groups are basically agreeing with his transphobic views. And it's really sad. Now even Ken Ham is actually congratulating him and agreeing with him on certain aspects of the stuff he said. It's like, Richard, you did go on a witch hunt to condemn Christianity, but you didn't become a third thinker. You just replaced your dogmatic religion with another, basically.
Yeah, it's really weird. Richard Dawkins used to be really an exalted person in my view, and the more you find out about it, it's like Mother Teresa. People have this like really, you know, high regard for Mother Teresa, but if you really look at Mother Teresa's past and you look at what she did in New Delhi and the absolute horror that the people under her watch experienced, then you would have a whole different view on her. And if you're interested, it's actually called Angel of Death. And I believe Christopher Hitchens did the whole thing. And I kind of feel the same way about Richard Dawkins. He's shown himself to be, you know, he's shown himself to be...
Basically, the thing he said, like one of his quotes was like how he said that there were two sexes, and that's not even technically correct. You're an endocrinologist, you should know this, Richard Dawkins. So it's like, yeah, there's male and female, but there's more than that. The chromosomes a person can have can go, a male can have an XX chromosome rather than an XY chromosome, or they could have a YX chromosome.
Yeah, see,
and that's where the different sexes come into play.
Yeah,
the chromosomes determine your sex, and if you have a different set of chromosomes, you have a different sex. There's intersex people.
It's really weird because Scotoma is making the argument that there's only two sexes, and it's a really narrow minded point.
He's conflating genitalia with sex,
right?
And that's like the most layman understanding of the subject.
Scotoma, you and I could probably have a conversation where I can explain these things to you in a way that you probably would understand. It's not black and white.
And there are definitely more than two genders, but I'm also trying to make the point there's more than two sexes.
Yes.
Why do people care so much what other people would call themselves?
And he seems to be conflating drag with burlesque shows.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Well, I mean, there are sexual drag shows. There are plenty of those. But
there
are a lot of drag shows that are not sexual.
Drag's just another term for cross dressing.
Right. And that's what me and Freak are trying to point out. It's like, just because there's drag doesn't mean it's a sexual thing. Like, there's a For instance, the library readings. When a drag queen's reading in a library, they're reading children books to children. They're not dancing on poles or shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're stripping. They're reading a book.
Right.
And they're not cosplaying either. That's how they feel like dressing.
Yeah, it's sad that...
And then there's an event that's been going on around this year called the Delhi Skirt Game in my city. It's been going on since I was a kid. It's local celebrities, men dressing as women, playing baseball. It's not in any way sexual. It's just they're playing baseball and drag. Just as, it's kind of a joke.
Yeah, but see, that's okay, Break, because it's tradition, right? As long as it's tradition.
It's drag, but it's not sexual in any way, so...
I think I even saw Rudy Giuliani at one point in drag, and it wasn't sexual in any way. It was just him being goofy, you know, and I don't know. It's really weird to me that people just can't accept people and you know, regardless if you're gay, straight, lesbian, black, white, brown, trans, whatever the case is.
Other point that I agree with, it's not... Like, I wouldn't take a kid to a strip club or something like that, but their parents are like, you know, this is fine with me. Like, the kids will show, their parents will let their kids watch R-rated movies, and our parents will let their kids play AR-15s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Those things aren't illegal, but, you know, I don't approve of a 10-year-old with a fucking assault rifle.
I think it's uniquely American, too, Break, because, like, in different countries, like, violence is like... I mean, people really look down on violence, right? Like, the parents will really monitor, like, the violence, but the nudity is, like, natural. So they're like, nudity is nudity, you know? I mean, you know, whatever. But it's just really weird. It's like a mindset that I think we all just need to think outside the box on for a minute. You know, it's like, it's just really, I don't know. I just don't get with any of it. Like people are people, and
let people be their self. Like, let somebody raise their kid. As long as their kid isn't being hurt and isn't hurting anybody else's kids or hurting you in any way, why do you care?
You look, Scotomo. How racist is that? I love people of all ilks, Scotoma. I love white people. I love black people. I love brown people. As long as they treat me right, right. And if they don't treat me right, there's got to be a reason. Is it what is the reason? What is the reason you think ill of me without knowing who I am? Right? Like I've known you for a little while, Scotoma. You're fine with me. I have no issues. You know, I don't look. I've known these cats forever. You know, Break and Eric, and they're both Caucasian. You know, there's no racial tension.
Well, what did I say? He was white.
I think he was saying that in jest, Scotoma.
I suggested it in passing, but I was making a guess.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about his race.
Because I think he's talking about Eric. I think he's talking about Eric, not Bray.
I know Freak's black.
Yeah,
if you aren't, then sorry, but you know, you're adopting a lot of...
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is breaking news. Freak is black? Really? No, I'm kidding. I've met Freak before. He's definitely black. I don't know, man. Like this is... Can't we all just get along? You know, it's like... all right, but we got to move on here. My stinko this week...
Let me say another thing, too, is there seems to be this... a lot of misinformation. Like, no kids are transitioning without their parents' permission, and there are no medical procedures allowed until they're like a teenager. And again,
right,
it's with parents' permission.
Right.
That, and in most states, the law is 16 at least.
Yeah.
Like, most are given like puberty blockers and other kinds of medication.
Yeah.
There's no surgery or anything.
Along like with a shit ton of counseling that goes along with that to make sure that, you know. Because like professionals can tell if somebody's just bullshitting or if somebody really, really feels the way that they feel, you know, I mean, you can't take that away from anybody. You know, I've known people that have transitioned, that definitely felt in their heart they were the other sex, you know, and
I mean, I'm non-binary, and I've never felt the need to transition, but that's me.
Yeah,
but
that's just
myself and only myself.
Right, but there's other people that knew from the jump, you know, that they were the other sex, you know, that they felt that they should be, you know, that they had nothing in common with women and everything in common with men, or maybe something in between, you know, like it just, I don't know. There's a lot of science behind it too, so it's not just two sexes. There's science behind it that would tell you otherwise, you know, and especially with chromosomes. If you know anything about the chromosomes, then you know that there's more than just one sex. It just makes perfect sense. It's not a black and white issue, you know. It's just weird. But all right, let's move on. My Stinko is also my Sweeto, so we'll get into Sweetos here in a second, but Gamer Rage, and we're going to talk about it in Free For All. Like, I've been watching a lot of these Gamer Rage videos, like Patchouli is one, and Elite Death is another, where these guys and women...
I thought you were talking about Gamer Age, not Gamer Wait, Rage.
We just did Sweetos, we just did Stinkos.
No, I'm doing my Stinko.
I do a Sweeto, though.
Okay, hold on. Let me. We'll talk about Gamer Rage in just a minute, but let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet-o-thweet!
All right, Breakman, go with your Sweeto first. What? He's laughing.
Finally someone... Well, last week we talked about how someone claimed he was going to get arrested, and there's a whole lot of drama, and of course we didn't report it because it wasn't a fact. It was just...
I knew you were going to bring this up, so...
Well, so hold on. After about a week of nothing happening, you know, nothing one yes. day, the next day, the next day, the next day, his lawyers and him started to assume that nothing was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, his lawyers were saying, well, obviously nothing's going to happen now. We can move on. And some reporters in television were... journalists, fake journalists, were reporting that, yeah, well, now we know nothing's going to happen to him, and then hours later. Go ahead, Frank, what were you going to say?
I was going to say this.
So indicted, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to go to jail, and I don't like it. I'm so indicted, and I just can't hide it. I know. I am so screwed.
This is just the first one. This is going to be starting the ball rolling.
Can I say something here?
He's been indicted in PC twice. Nothing's happened. Is there really going to be different?
It's not on this one, guys. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen with this. Knowing a little bit about the law that I know... these charges are going to be dropped to a lot of them are going to be dropped. They're going to be dropped to so, and a lot of them are going
to
be dropped
to the very least.
To misdemeanors, like the felon. Unless the only thing that gives me pause is I was assuming there would be like 7 or 8 indictments based on the knowledge that we got, and 34. Actually there was 34.
Yeah.
34 indictments. So unless there's something I don't know, which I'm sure there is, there's lots of shit I don't know. This is not going to be as big as we think right now.
I'm guessing there are some people that we don't expect to rat him out, probably ratting him out.
Yes, and that's indicated by Weisselman. He got different lawyers. I don't know if you knew that, Brake. But
no, I didn't.
Yeah, he got rid of his Trump lawyers, and he's got different lawyers now. So I'm thinking that there is something there. Where there's smoke, there's fire type of thing. Right? So, yeah, it's... there's just something about this that I don't know and that we all don't know that may be bigger than what we think, but I actually think this New York one is nothing to really think about unless it gets down to the final thing and you know, he's convicted and all that shit. I mean, that this, you know... And by the way... Isn't it a sad day in our country that we got to this point? Yep. Isn't it? I mean,
he should have been arrested on January 6th.
That I agree. Moment,
like, there should have been the entire country should have came down on him instead. And for a moment, like, Republicans were like, "Yeah, this is horrible." But then, you know, Fox News is like, "No, this is great."
Yeah,
nothing's happening. And then, you know,
right.
The politicians the next day, like, they're all, "No, it wasn't like that at all. No, I didn't say that." You know. Kevin McCarthy's like, no, I wasn't calling for him to be punished or
right
no,
because
I didn't say any of that.
You know why that is? Because they think that Trump has a chance at getting the presidency in 2024. Which, by the way, As each day passes, I don't think so. I think it's going to be divided because DeSantis is going to jump in, and then there's going to, even if he only takes like even 10% of the vote for Trump, that's enough to doom Trump. So the Democrats are going to have the White House again, which I could care less because I can't stand Joe Biden. But as long as Trump's not in there, I think I'm okay with it for another 4 years until someone else can get in there and maybe do something. I don't know.
DeSantis's chances are looking like anything can happen in a couple of years, but in the last couple of weeks, everything has gone absolutely wrong for him.
Oh, he's super weak, man. He's super weak. I mean, I'm surprised, man. I'm surprised that there aren't more Republicans like asking him to just drop the fuck out, because he's, I mean, Trump would eat him alive, man. I mean, Trump is already eating him alive. I mean, it's going to be Trump. I mean, the nomination is going to be Trump. But I think, honestly, I think the damage is already done. I think there's enough of the country that understands that Trump is just an idiot and we need to move on, and, you know.
And if the Republicans don't nominate him, he'll break off and do his own thing.
Yeah, and that would hurt the Republican Party even worse, right? So, all right, what else you got, Brake? Any other sweetos?
I just, that just makes me so happy. Like, yeah. Except for the fact that they're not going to handcuff him. I'm a little pissed about that. I had to get handcuffed, and I got the perp walk in the back of a cop car.
Well,
you know what crime I committed, Frank?
Yeah, No crime.
None.
Yeah.
What's he committed? He's committed numerous crimes, and he's not even going to get handcuffed. A little irritated by that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done, right? Right, Brake? So, even though I'm not super hopeful for this...
My thought is this is going to start, since one city, Manhattan, mm-hmm. since one entity is finally doing something, some of the others will step in.
Well, like, Georgia's next. You're going to see an indictment in the Georgia election thing.
Georgia, he could really get in trouble for.
I think he could get in trouble, and honestly, the big one is the Jack Smith insurrection, January 6th stuff. So, I mean, those two are the bigger of the two. I don't know, something in me tells me that nothing is going to be done on any front, because we've seen this song and dance before. I mean, something weird's going to happen, like Joe Biden's going to fucking, you know, pardon Trump for some weird reason, and then, you know, just, it is what it is. But if I had to put my money on something really causing Trump problems, it would be the January 6th stuff. I think that would be the ultimate test of whether or not we're going to let a dictator be a dictator or not. You know, I don't know. Scoba says, you guys seem big on science. You believe the science, right?
In regards to this, is really, really lame argument here about if we see a book, you'd say it's written, made by someone in relation to the previous thing here. It says, it's a part of the grooming, confusing kids when they don't understand anything into believing something untrue. How's a drag person in drag talking, reading a child's story to children, teaching them anything about their own sexuality? They're not the educators.
He's not talking about the one. Well, I guess he is talking about them too, but he's more talking about like drag shows, like the stripper shows type stuff, like you said, the burlesque type stuff.
He's talking about aesthetics, right? If you put two people behind a screen, they both have the same qualifications to educate. Two men. One person is dressed in drag, and you put them behind a screen, and they teach the exact same thing. What's the problem there? What is there a difference? Is there a difference between what these two guys are teaching? No, there is no difference. But if you drop that, and you have the aesthetic of a guy dressed in drag teaching the same exact thing, then your senses are shocked. Your feelings are in order. You are already putting the guy on the right who's dressed in drag at a lower...
Hold on a second. I want to flip the script on Skodama. Is a drag person grooming when they're doing the exact same thing a man would teach if it were a woman who's dressed and presented themselves in such a way that you couldn't tell that they were a woman.
Hey guys, I just want to say, let's not, like, gang up on Scotoman.
No,
he deserves to be forced to think about the things he's saying.
Look, I'm trying to think outside the box here, right? I'm trying to make a point, and he's making a point about DNA here.
Too. Like, I'm not trying to be rude about it. Like, I can understand, like, confusion, and I'm trying to, you know, I just...
I was a child once, and even though this is a different issue...
I thought you came out as, like, Eric RPG right out of the womb, Eric. Yeah. I didn't realize that you were...
You didn't know you were a kid.
Yeah, I was a child once, and I knew how I felt about something. And for a long time, I was conflicted about my religious beliefs, and I didn't openly oppose my parents because I wanted to not break the peace.
Mm.
But that was years of suffering for me that I shouldn't have to put myself through, because I wanted to be who I was, and I don't think it's any different when it comes to gender and sexual orientation. And a lot of parents just absolutely do not understand or care about a child's autonomy. They want to raise a child up to be a certain way, usually a lot like
that. You're right, based on tradition. It's funny, Eric, because when
religious beliefs, my mom even said that she wished she had sent us to a Catholic school, and I told her if you had done that, I would have resented you, and I would have let you know, because I don't want to go to a Catholic school. I would have definitely openly rebelled against her at that point. I didn't even tell her that I was an atheist until I was almost 20.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We're reconnecting. I guess that means that we're not recording right now.
We're recording for sure, but just having problems with the connection. But it should be back.
My dad went to Catholic school, and my dad was left-handed. He used to tell me the horror stories of being left-handed. Like, they considered that to be, like, offense to God and stuff like that.
Devil's mark, yeah, yeah.
Like, they'd wrap his hand, you know, like, hit his hand with rulers and stuff like that, tie his hand behind his back, make him write with his right hand.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's how he became ambidextrous, right, Brake?
No, he was not ambidextrous. And his handwriting was terrible, so...
Yeah,
it was terrible because they wouldn't allow him really to use, like, his dominant hand
to do what
he needed to do.
Yeah, they broke him of that devil's habit of writing with your left hand, Brake. You know, the Catholics are a special breed of, you know, something that I don't even want to say right now. But we need to move on.
Nation right there.
Or your child parents of Catholic parents like my own, and Lent would come up. Friday hits, no meat, let's get fish sandwiches at McDonald's.
Fish sandwiches?
Yeah, fish sandwiches. Hey, that's actually a good perk, though, man. You can't eat meat on Fridays, bro. Let's eat fish. Jen, love that.
But the fish sandwiches are usually terrible.
I love those fish sandwiches, man. They're the best, man. Maybe we should get that, Bernie. That sounds kind of good.
I like the purse sandwiches that they sold at the local deli place that used to exist in my old hometown.
I love how Jen Wow just comes in with a happy face emoji.
Sounds like she's dying back there. I don't know. Fish.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, fish might not be.
She watched Dungeons & Dragons. I think she's gotten hit by a...
Wait, from like, where?
How dare you?
From where?
From McDonald's, Dorcas.
She got poisoned by a mimic or something.
She got poisoned by a mimic. That's what happened. Look, we need to move on here real quick. We're talking about... okay, did I get everybody's Sweetos out of the way?
Yeah.
Eric? No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Real quickly,
I didn't even mention my... I didn't even mention my Sweeto, but I'll just mention it real quick. But J.K. Rowling's anti-trans stance sees her profits plummet 74%.
Well, I mean, hate...
She made her transphobia her entire personality, and this has ruined her.
Hate was only profitable if you were Donald Trump for 4 years, man. That's it. Okay, real quickly, what's the most disappointing game you ever played, Brake?
Oh, shit. Too Human, maybe?
Okay, that's a good example. Eric, you?
I don't know. You already picked a good one, so I can't think of anything else.
Too Human is a really good choice, man. Mine is definitely...
Black and White's another one.
Oh, Black and White, it was a
terrible... What was the question again?
What is the most disappointing game you've ever played?
Astria Ascending is probably the most recent one in memory.
All right.
For me. It's like, yeah, it's got this really nice art style, and it kind of reminds me of Odin Sphere, and I'm playing it, and the dialogue is not only hard to read, but it's also parsed fairly, really weirdly.
Yeah.
It's using, like, unusual prose, and it just feels boring.
Yeah. Skodema says, Milan's Secret Castle for the NES.
Milan's? I don't know.
Or Milan's. Yeah.
I don't know how it's supposed to be.
Freak 5 is Exiled. He said the most disappointing game he's ever played was TQ8. How dare you, man? How dare you, you son of a bitch?
Sequel that's really disappointing. Like, what was the worst sequel?
That's easy for me. I'm going to talk about the sequel and the most disappointing game I've ever played, period. And that is the game I reviewed today, Last of Us 2. I couldn't have been more disappointed. Like, there was nothing... I went away from that game feeling so shitty about life and myself, and why I wasted fucking... I think it was more than 20 hours of playing that fucking game. It should have been half of the length that it was. It was... Oh, God. It was just the pacing, the writing, the narrative. I did the review. If you guys want to hear the review, just rewind a little bit, and you can hear the review. It was literally the most disappointed I've ever been in playing a video game. Which leads me to gamer rage, right? I've been watching these videos, and it was my Stinko and Sweeto this week, Gamer Rage, because Gamer Rage videos are fun to watch, right? But I think about these people and how they, a lot of them have mental health issues. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to watch. Like if I'm not near that person, if you want to break your fucking keyboard and your controller and your monitor and then go for it for my entertainment, because I think watching it from a distance is kind of funny. But then I got to think about the mental health aspect of it, and then I'm like, holy shit, these people have mental health issues. So that's the free for all today, which I didn't even do the probably one of the best parts of the show, the soundbite. It's a free for all. Okay, so my question to you guys is, I know Eric's answer. Do you ever enjoy watching people rage, throwing their controllers down in frustration? Have you ever been that way where you've just been so irritated at a game, you just threw your controller down? I'll start with you, Brink.
I'm pretty mellow when it comes to my own gaming experience.
Yeah, I know you, Eric. You're pretty even killed, but I'll talk about my experiences here.
I used to be a little bit more fiery when I was younger, but that's definitely petered out since then.
Let me ask you, Brink. Have you ever wanted to break your?
I've dropped one. Like I'm like, ah, fuck, and just like put my hands up, just drop the controller. I've never thrown one.
I've never thrown a controller except on my bed, my soft bed.
Those things are expensive. I can't afford.
That's what I was gonna say.
Actually, I take that back. When I was working at a store before I had my own, the manager there used to throw around the WaveBird, so I started doing that too because it was such a fucking tough controller.
I love the WaveBird. The WaveBird was a
thing up, and it would still work just fine.
God, WaveBirds were fucking amazing. That was an amazing controller, the WaveBird.
Yep.
I have a couple of times, but like I said, you're right, Eric. I would always think, man, these controllers are expensive, and I've thrown them on the bed, like, damn it, you know, like, where there was a soft landing, you know? ActRaiser 2 was fucking disappointing.
The most I've ever done was I think I lightly chucked something across a couch where it hit a pillow.
Yeah, and you got to be super frustrated, right? Which is where I find the entertainment value in watching these people destroy these perfectly good keyboards, and like Patchouli is one. If you guys ever get a chance to just watch these videos, because but it's scary at the same time. And I was talking to Bernie.
What's the name of the streamer?
Patchouli, PCHOOLY.
They named yourself
after a character from Toho.
I guess. I don't know. But I mentioned this to Bernie. Like, I find it funny, right? But then I don't find it funny because these people's mental health is, like, crazy. Like, they'll be totally calm. Like, they'll get killed. And it has to do with the testosterone rage. Like they'll be playing, like, Call of Duty mostly, right? And they'll get killed.
Is this mostly men?
Yeah, mostly. There are women.
Or male presenting, at least.
It's male presenting, yeah. And there are some women that do the same thing, but I think it's a testosterone thing more than anything. So
maybe some of these people have chemical imbalances.
I think so, Eric. And so you can ask Bernie. I was like, I would laugh, but at the same time I would laugh, I would also be horrified because I'm like, these people are not in a good mental state, man. So
the most I get of that is a fake game rage, like from the angry video game nerd.
Oh, no. This is actual rage. You gotta.
I tried watching a hate Let's Play once. I was like, yeah, why am I watching this?
I do find like if they're in compilations like there's a lot of Patchouli comp because I guess he does this all the time, like he'll die in a match or something and then he has a dummy that's next to him specifically for when he rages, right? But most of the times he doesn't rage on the dummy, he'll rage on his equipment, and I'm like. So the entertainment value is there because obviously this guy can afford to buy mouse after mouse, keyboard after keyboard, you know.
I mean, I'd most I'd rather watch DSP.
Oh God,
for gamer age guys.
He's different. DSP is different because he bitches about things more than gamer rages, and he's funny to listen to because he's dumb. Like he just. I've been wanting to get DSP on this show for the longest. I've tried. I have tried several times.
You're going to have to blackmail him.
What's that?
You're going to have to blackmail him.
I don't know how I would do that. Maybe give him a couple of bucks.
You're gonna have to hire a private investigator in his town to dig out some dirt for you.
I could do that too. Well, I got plenty of dirt on him, but I didn't want to bring that up until we got on the show. No, man, like that. That's a different type of gamer rage. Like he thinks that the games are rigged against him, like Street Fighter. Like he'll bitch and cry that he lost a match, and it's funny because he thinks that the game is like, oh, there's so much lag, and well, if there's so much lag for you, you don't think the other person is experiencing the same thing on the same fucking server? Like what? I mean, what is it? Your connection? So the onus isn't on the game. It's just that you suck, right? And
hello.
So it's just such a weird dichotomy that I would have these conflicting views about a person that, I mean, I would laugh, right? Because it's funny to watch this guy, and sometimes he'll talk to his dummy. He calls his dummy Billy, I think, and it's like he'll talk to his dummy like I told you to fucking let me know when, you know, like he just gets mad about what happened in the video game, and he's he'll sit there and he'll think about it, and he'll just start slamming his desk and breaking his desk and his everything, and it's so weird to like laugh on one hand and be totally sad for this human being that's obviously going through a mental fucking breakdown. So that's why I wanted to bring up gamer rage this week. Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. Well, Eric and I were talking. Should we do a mini tournament next week and maybe have a couple weeks of free-for-all break?
I mean, we can just do free-for-all for a couple weeks and we can do a tournament afterward.
That's what I'm saying, like a mini tournament afterwards. Let's do that.
Oh, just... yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Okay, what are we going to do for the mini tourney? Like a 32-team tourney type thing? I like the tourneys. I think the tourneys offer a lot of fun and value to the show.
Conversation and stuff.
Yeah, like, I like it.
And it's not like we're angry at each other, like the whole what was
going on. Oh, I'm angry at you, son of a bitches, for this last one, because Last Action Hero should not have went all the way from first round to winner of the tournament. But
I don't think you played the same game as we did.
I think I did. I don't think you ever played Shrek's Swamp Ass.
No, I did not. Thank God.
Yeah.
No.
You should. That should be your punishment.
I watched
break.
The video. It was terrible.
Oh, God. So bad.
Eric
so bad.
Punished himself for us all.
I punished myself playing the actual fucking game back in the day, you son of a bitches. Like,
that's your fault. Just like it's my fault for playing.
Frank has first bias because he has trauma.
I do. PTSD from that fucking game, man. Holy shit, it's bad. Even worse than that is fucking E.T.
Worst Game Boy game.
Worst Game Boy game. Okay, we could do that. We could do that. We should do an actual fighting game tournament. Okay. I win. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a 64, though, because there's so many fighting games.
A fighting game tournament fight. Tournament. Hmm. There's so many of them, Scotoma. But can we do a mini one of, like, the top ones, like, for the following month?
We can't, like, the top...
the top 32. Yeah, we'll take the top 32, and we'll do that the following month. But next month is going to be what break?
Worst Game Boy game.
Okay, worst Game Boy game next month. But the first 2 months we're going to do just straight up free for alls. That way we can kind of reload on our thoughts for tournaments and have the same feeling and all that. But yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Any final thoughts on gamer rage, Eric?
Do you have any thoughts about my rage? About my gamer rage?
About your gamer rage?
Just where I'm you loud? Well, come in here. You got anything else to say?
Hold it. Yeah, let's hear it. I want to hear.
Don't
it.
Don't play the game called Rage because it sucks.
Yeah, Rage sucks. By the way, I bought Agony, which is going to be Agony, but
she decides to startle her sometimes because I'm loud.
Oh,
I guess. Quiet, and all of a sudden I'm like, you motherfucker!
You have, like, Tourette's during the thing. Alright, so...
That bitch!
Yeah, there are those moments, Bernie, where when I was playing... tell him about when I play Cuphead.
Oh, he threw his control a few times.
I didn't throw it on... I threw
on
it...
On the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But he threw it. He threw it nonetheless.
Yeah, I did, because I was so...
Darn it!
Yeah, because you can only take so much, like 15 times, same fucking result. I mean, it's insanity.
I think the parry system in that game is just weird, because you have to, like, jump on the enemy, so it's, like, weird.
Oh my god, that game.
That's why I kind of quit playing Blast.
I'm going to tell you a story. This is a tease for next week. Remind me to tell you about how Bernie acts during the show Cuphead. At the very beginning, the intro. Remind me to tell you about that next week because it's super,
well, I don't get the feeling
super
that
fun.
I'll finally play Cuphead and beat it and act like it's no big deal.
Oh my
like,
god, it's goddamn Cuphead is so hard. I quit playing that game because it was just way too hard.
I'm afraid to play it because I'm afraid it's too much for me.
Oh, but it wouldn't be too much for you, Eric. You'd beat it. Like,
I don't know. I beat like the boss that's like three bosses in the world. It's like one of the very first levels, though.
I did okay in that game. I got through a few bosses, but damn, that game gets so fucking hard.
There's no way I'm playing on the abridged levels unless I'm really struggling.
My older sister would hit me on the head with the controller.
I hate the idea of easy is just coming to the levels.
I think you deserved it, Freak 5. But this week on Bernie's OnlyFans, she plays with her Cuphead sex toy, I guess. Okay, guys, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug. Oh, break. By the way, Breakman, can you handle the worst Game Boy game ever? 32.
Yeah, I'll take care of the tournaments.
All right, right on. Okay, Break. You're.
I know more about this Cuphead sex toy though. How does it work?
Stop it. You get frustrated because you can never orgasm.
Is it like an Onahole, but it just has Cuphead's face?
No, you just get frustrated because you can never beat the game. Yeah.
I regularly yell. I'm just like, it'll be quiet, and all of a sudden, what the fuck? Shit! That's bullshit! You know, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Scotoma says,
oh,
I used...
Oh, yeah, bitch, take that shit! Yeah, motherfucker.
Scotoma says, I used to rage back in my PlayStation era. Yeah. Alright. Okay. So, break. Plugs, please.
I'd rage quit back in the PlayStation 2 era. Like, there's a lot of, like, cheating online and SOCOM that pissed me off so much.
I agree, Scotoma. It's mental issues more than anything, man. That's the point I was trying to make earlier. All right. Plugs. Break.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. I don't know how much longer, because it's just gotten worse and worse on there. Like, I feel like I spend most of my time arguing with people about, you know, anti-Semitism or something. You know, just it's all hatred all the time.
I think you're a globalist, Blake. I think you're a globalist.
A globalist?
Yeah. I think you're a globalist. That's like a term that people use for Jews. It's like they're like, you know, code for Jew. I was making a joke, Blake.
I never heard that actually. I've heard of globalists before, but I've never heard it like that.
Oh, anytime somebody says globalist, you know they're anti-Semitic.
It's so bad. You mean like when you hear the term woke, it's like, oh, you just don't like black people. Got it.
Eric, what you got, man?
You can find my reviews on BosserBashBrigade.com or the audio reviews on the feed. I've got 3 up this week. 1 for Legend of Heroes, Trails to Azure, and Kirby Return of the Dream Land Deluxe, and Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, make sure you check those out on the feed. That's
And if you like any of that and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG, although I should be probably thinking about moving to Ghost or something, because Twitter's probably going to be, like, unusable within, like, a month or two.
Yeah, I don't know. Just wait until then. Don't make any moves yet, Eric. But support Eric on his Patreon, at EricRPG on Twitter. There's the link there. He does great work. Thanks, everybody in chat. Let me go through those people. There's a ton of people in there. Thank you very much to, obviously, Freak5Chaos, Skodema, thank you very much. Jen, wow, thank you. O1Ella, O'Naley, I hope I said that right, Alicidra, Alien Gathering, Commander Root, Drapsnat, Liz Bay, Kata, Manning Wilkins, and Streamfarer. Thank you all so much for joining the stream and listening to the spirited discussion on everything, including Gamer Rage, and I think I'm going to Gamer Rage my fucking computer if it keeps disconnecting. But anyways, thanks everybody so much for joining. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on PlayStation. You know, I do play Xbox every once in a while. I was thinking about playing Pillars of Eternity on the Xbox, but I actually have a copy on the PlayStation. And I think that's what I'm going to be playing next, actually, is Pillars of Eternity and Pillars of Eternity 2. But, because I always get criticized by Eric for not playing RPGs, how dare you, Eric. let's see, what else? You can follow my... Yeah, I know. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, on YouTube, where I hold cops accountable. I do some homeless outreach and some varying other fun stuff that you guys might enjoy. So that's about it. Anything else, gentlemen?
Like, I don't have time to play games. I've got to conquer the world. You know, I've got priorities.
Civ. You're talking about Civ, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for games. He just have time for one game.
Right, but one game.
At least until Tears of the Kingdom comes out. Then I'll leave
the Yeah,
I'm until... Not, not gonna, I'm not rushing to get that because I know it'll just steal my life. So I'm going to wait.
Well, you're not going to wait for a sale because Nintendo games don't go on sale that often.
So. Good point.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a safe weekend. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Yeah, I think I forgot.
I'm going to throw my fucking microphone down. Microphone!